On March 29, 2010, suicide bombers in the Moscow metro detonated, killing 38 people and wounding more than 60. Anyone can be a terrorist, irrespective of age, gender, or other characteristic. We all normally associate the female sex with nurturing. The reasons for this are, of course, not surprising. Women carry fetuses inside them for 9 months, women go through the birth process, and are often the primary caregivers, at least in the first weeks and months. Although that has changed a lot in the West in my time. As a result, women are not normally associated with violence of any variety. I'm sure that there are statistics to back this up somewhere. It is not that women or girls are not completely absent from crimes in which bodily harm is involved, it's just that the male sex is responsible for more. The same goes for terrorism, by the way. Most groups are led by and consist of men, not women. When was the last time you saw a video put out by Al-Qaeda, or Islamic State, or Al-Shabaab, or far-right violent extremists for that matter, in which women featured prominently? Go ahead, have a look, I'll wait. There are exceptions, of course. The Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam, the LTTE, in Sri Lanka were well known for the use of female suicide bombers. And we also had a German left-wing terrorist group in the 1970s, 1980s, the Bader-Meinhof Gang, or the Rote Armee Fraktion, in which one of the eponymous leaders was Ulrike Meinhof. So what does happen? Most of the time, Islamist extremist groups do not employ female cadres for a simple reason. Most Islamist extremists are seriously misogynist. There are some interesting exceptions, though. One of those is found in the Central Asian area known as the Caucasus. In fact, there are so many female actors that they have received their own nickname, the Black Widows, believed to have come from the fact that many have husbands killed by Russian forces in Chechnya. They're also called Shahidka. Shahid is Arabic for martyr. On this day in 2010, female suicide bombers are thought to have been behind an attack on the Moscow metro during the morning rush hour in which 38 people were killed and more than 60 injured. The first explosion tore through the second carriage of a train as it stood at Central Lubyanka station waiting for morning rush hour commuters to board. The second came at Park Kulturi, which is 6 stops away from Lubyanka, and struck at the back of the train as people were getting on board. Here's a quote from the attack. "I was in the middle of the train when somewhere in the first or second carriage there was a loud blast. I felt the vibrations reverberate through my body. People were yelling like hell. There was a lot of smoke, and within about 2 minutes, everything was covered in smoke." No group claimed responsibility for the attacks, but Russian security services believe the bombers were linked to militant groups in the North Caucasus region. Past suicide bombings in the capital had been carried out by or blamed on Islamist rebels fighting for independence from Russia in Chechnya. In the end, I think we need to broaden our understanding when it comes to terrorism. Yes, the fairer sex can participate. After all, isn't there a phrase, "Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned"?
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.